Dear Connie, I spent a lot of time over my life out in the sun. Because of that, I have a lot of sunspots, I guess you would call them. I'm worried about them and think I should see a dermatologist, but I'm not sure if this kind of thing is covered. I'm wondering, does Medicare cover dermatology? Regretting the sun worship, Janet from Miami, Florida. Dear Janet, I'm so glad that you're asking this question. You're not alone in the sun worshiping, but people over 65 face a higher melanoma or skin cancer rate. As you age, the risk of melanoma increases. In fact, according to the Skin Cancer Foundation, 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer by the time they're 70. And although melanoma accounts for about 1% of skin cancers, it causes a large portion of skin cancer deaths. The average age of melanoma diagnosis is 65. If you were exposed to a lot of sun throughout your life, you can still make healthy choices now. When you go outside, you can stay in the shade, use sunscreen, wear a wide-brimmed hat, wear clothing to the ankles, and/or wear a long-sleeved shirt. All of these efforts can help reduce your chances of melanoma. Now, is dermatology covered by Medicare? The answer is maybe and sometimes. Really clear, right? Original Medicare does not cover cosmetic dermatology, but there is coverage. Dermatology is generally covered by Original Medicare Part B's medical insurance. With Medicare Part B, you can receive a full-body skin exam to detect skin cancer or other skin-related conditions. The exam must be performed by a primary care physician or a dermatologist. If a suspicious spot or growth is found, Medicare may also cover a biopsy for testing. You may be required to pay the Medicare Part B deductible and 20% of the Medicare-approved exam, while Medicare pays the remaining 80%. To avoid excessive charges, ensure that the healthcare provider who does the exam and any biopsies accepts Medicare. To reduce your costs, you can choose to enroll in a Medicare Supplement or Medicare Advantage plan. A Medicare Supplement plan will help pay for some or all of the 20% coinsurance. A Medicare Advantage plan provides equal coverage of Medicare Part B but with different deductibles, a maximum out-of-pocket, and oftentimes, better benefits. In order to avoid financial risk, most people choose to expand their coverage with one of these plans. As for other dermatology exams or procedures, Medicare Part B may or may not cover them. That's because the dermatology visit or service must be considered medically necessary. Medically necessary dermatology may include skin growth or lesion removal, a biopsy, a skin graft, MAS surgery for skin cancer lesions, cryotherapy, and more. There are some gray areas where a cosmetic procedure may be both cosmetic and medically necessary. Medicare covers dermatology services as long as they're medically necessary. Examples could include: correct impaired vision with an eyelid surgery, relieve chronic migraines with Botox, improve leg circulations with varicose vein surgery, correct breathing problems with a rhinoplasty, prevent skin ulcers by removing excess skin, and others. You can expect things like a facelift, laser hair removal, liposuction, or a tummy tuck to not be covered by Medicare. I hope that this answered your questions and helped you understand what types of dermatology are and aren't covered by Medicare insurance plans. Please reach out should you have any additional questions. We're here to support you throughout your Medicare journey. And if you need help deciding if a Medicare supplement or Medicare Advantage plan could help reduce your costs, let us know. A licensed Connie Health agent in your community can walk you through plan options and find one suited for your health and budget. Call 623-223-8884 to speak with a local agent.